We can build a better Canada by taking a day to listen. For more, visit adaytolisten.ca.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Grand Rising to you. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen. I am so glad you're spending time with me on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is my honor to be joining you today in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. On this day, radio stations across Canada come together to air a day to listen. It is an initiative of the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. Gord Downie was a legendary frontman in the iconic Canadian band, The Tragically Hip. He encouraged Canadians to do something when it came to reconciliation in this country. And I hope you are enjoying our conversations with incredible Indigenous people on this land that we share. To hear all of the conversations, please head to adaytolisten.ca.
I'm
To a better future. It starts with you. Today is a day to listen. It can continue with you too. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Welcome back. I'm Julian Taylor, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist from Toronto. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what that means to me. And for me, it means that we are also still here. We are all brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, cousins, children, daughters, sons, and we are all related. This year, the theme for these conversations that I've had with many First Nations people across Turtle Island is all my relations, and that is very important to me as well. It is a reminder that we are all connected to everything and everyone around us, and to move forward with kindness, love, and respect. A Day to Listen is a broadcast in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund. Chaney Wenjack was an Anishinaabe boy who ran away from the Cecilia Jeffrey Residential School in 1966, hoping to find his way home, 600 kilometers away. He didn't make it home, but his legacy lives on in the work we're doing together here today, educating Canadians on the true history of Indigenous people and the lasting impacts of residential schools. Today, the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund honors the legacies of Chaney and Gord by sending tools and resources to educators from coast to coast to coast to help them not only teach the true history of residential schools and their colonial policies, but also the richness, diversity, and strength of Indigenous cultures. Learn more about how you can support this important work at downiewenjack.ca.
CJ 92 rocks. Previously on CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
Today I learned that not only do females take dumps, but ghost females do too. Tell them what happened, Stephanie.
I was at work on a weekend and it's usually pretty dead. I'm doing my business on the toilet. There's like 12 stalls in the bathroom there, and someone in the toilet beside me or in one of the genius stalls is dropping a massive dump. And I was like, get it. So off. Like, we're ladies, so like we should actually tend to hold it till we're alone in the bathroom, but
sure.
Whatever. So
go off, young queen.
Right? Go. So I go out and I wash my hands and I turn behind me and there's not a single person in the bathroom with me. So a little ghost was taking a dump.
I'm gonna use your term here from 929292. That was called a ghost dookie, I believe, right?
Yes.
Coming up Tuesday.
Hey, rockaholic parents, what's the worst thing to have to chaperone? Jesse is chaperoning this weekend, and he'll tell you what Tuesday at 6:15.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. Weekdays, 5 till 10. CJ 92 rocks.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires & Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game, The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a CAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
On dairy farms across Alberta, 100% Canadian quality milk is made. Produced to some of the highest standards for your family's kitchen. From our family farms to your fork. Dairy Farmers of Canada.
Whoa!
Calgary, big news. Bath Depot's 45th store right here in Calgary is now open. Transform your bathroom dreams into reality with unbeatable deals on vanities, faucets, showers, and so much more. Join us at 8228 McLeod Trail Southeast and discover stunning bath solutions that fit every style and budget. From modern to classic, we've got it all at Bath Depot. Hurry in today and discover our opening offers with discounts of up to 30% off. Bath Depot Calgary, now open at 8228 McLeod Trail Southeast. Visit us in store or at bathdepot.com and save.
Dad, we have to talk. You need
to get braces.
I don't want to get braces.
Trust me, you'll be happy you got them.
But all my coworkers will make fun of me.
They're way better than they used to be, Dad. You can get Invisalign or Clear braces for only $149 a month from Family Braces.
$149 a month? That's affordable.
You took me to Family Braces, and now my smile is a vibe. Now it's your turn, Dad.
Moms and dads, it's time your smile was a vibe. Book your free consultation with Family Braces Orthodontist today at familybraces.ca.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights, hotels.
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say financial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing financial advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Swiss Chalet's Thanksgiving feast is back. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, and a slice of one of our signature pies. Hurry, ends October 14th. The Thanksgiving feast, only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. White meat, taxes, and upgrades extra at participating locations.
Did you know that the key to a smoother ride, enhanced safety, and better handling is right beneath you? Tires are crucial for your car's performance. That's why Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealers are offering you two amazing tire deals. Either enjoy our tire price match guarantee, where we'll match any eligible better price, or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. And don't forget, we offer seasonal tire storage at participating dealers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. We built it. We know it.
I'm Simran Sidhu, a lawyer at Resolute Law Group. Accidents happen, and when they do, you need a legal representative who understands your language, culture, and unique needs. For almost 25 years, our team at Resolute Law Group has successfully resolved thousands of cases, and we ensure that language will never be a barrier to justice. Resolute Law Group bodh maan naal elan karde han ke assi hun Punjabi, Hindi ate Urdu vich sevama pradan karde han. Find the right representation at resolutelawgroup.ca. That's resolutelawgroup.ca.
Your workdays on CJ92 are always comfortable, thanks to Action Furnace. Making home comfort a reality starts at actionfurnace.ca.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's back again.
Hey, Dad, I got a question about punctuation.
Ooh! No, stay on task.
And he's more Fraser than ever.
How do I look?
Rich.
Just what I was going for.
Oh, my God, they traded your baby for wine!
Do you really think we would trade John for white Zinfandel? Or any wine?
Frasier. New season now streaming on Paramount+.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence.
Wow!
Located across from Chinook Center.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
I always feel more motivated when the sun comes out and a lot more carefree when projects are progressing and our bills are paid. With a flexi line from Capital Direct, set up your backyard the way you've always wanted it. Or maybe it's a renovation you've been thinking about. Interest rates have finally started coming down for the first time in 4 years. If you could get a flexi line for $80,000, $280,000, or even $2.8 million, how would you invest in yourself, your life, and your future? Call Capital Direct today at 1-800-NEW-CAPITAL.
CapitalDirect.ca.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue. I Surf. Tonight at 10 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
CJAY-FM, Calgary, an iHeartRadio station. CJ92 rocks.
Yeah, come on, flat top, come cool and up solar.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We are bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day. And I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. To listen to our full conversations with a multitude of fascinating Indigenous people, we offer insight into everything from language and loss to the celebration of culture. Check out adaytolisten.ca. I'm your host, Julian Taylor.
National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and A Day to Listen on radio stations from coast to coast to coast. Learn more about reconciliation at adaytolisten.ca.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?" He said, "Will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that join the Black Parade?"
Greetings and salutations. I'm Julian Taylor, your host for A Day to Listen, in partnership with the Gord, Downey, and Cheney Wenjack Fund. We are bringing you highlights from conversations with Indigenous people all day today on hundreds of radio stations across Canada. How many of you been up north? And I mean really up north. Not like Sudbury. My next guest was born in the second most northern community in all of Canada, Resolute Bay. But Madeline Alaka-Raylak and her family did not always live there. In fact, the government of Canada relocated her family like they did with so many Indigenous nations.
My grandparents, Minnie Alaka-Raylak and Joanie, her late husband, I mean, they're both gone now, but in the 50s, my grandparents, along with my aunts, my uncle, and their relatives, our relatives, were forcefully moved by the federal government in the 1950s. In my grandmother's case, they were moved in 1955. Her daughter, my Araluk Sarah, my aunt, her oldest daughter, her family was moved in 53. So all this to protect those high Arctic lands from other countries. And my grandparents, they were all promised good hunting, homes, a good life. And when they arrived, they had to pitch their tent in October and it was already blizzardy. They were dropped off on the shore and they had to fend for themselves. Wow. So luckily there was a military base near the community or near the lands or the shores where they were dropped off to. But they were to not have any interaction with the Air Force base. But there is a dump, and thank goodness for that dump. They were able to thaw out half burnt oranges and apples to feed the kids because they didn't know where the hunting grounds were and they were not familiar with the lands. And obviously there were no houses for them. And it was really hard. So I always like to bring that up because having the resiliency of those that were forcefully moved up there, I think it has formed who I am today.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine being dropped off in the middle of nowhere? It's winter, it's a blizzard, and you have to live in a tent. This was the 1950s, so for a lot of us, maybe you were alive or you had siblings born during this time. Your parents and grandparents could have been certainly living their lives in southern Canadian cities. Well, Madeline Alakarelak and her strength comes from her ancestors, and we're going to hear a bit more about that later. I'm Julian Taylor. Stick around, please, won't you?
Thank you. You have more power than you think. You hold the power to do something. Listen and learn. Today we honor Indigenous history, amplify Indigenous voices, and honor Indigenous cultures. This is a day to listen. And there's more to hear at adaytolisten.ca.
Is a Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
How are you spending this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation? I hope you are doing something to honor the residential school survivors and the children who never made it home, even if it's just listening to the stories right here on the station. Don't go away, because we're going to hear more from Madeline Alakarela and her life as an Inuk woman. I'm Julian Taylor.
Not too late, it's never
Reconciliation begins with an open heart and an open mind. Listen and learn. A Day to Listen, a commitment from radio stations throughout Turtle Island in partnership with the Gord Downey and Johnny Wenjack Fund. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Measure these things by your brains. I sank into Eden. Church by and by, I'll read to you here, save your eyes. You lead them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. And the greatest of teachers won't hesitate.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. Madeline Alakarelok is Inuk. She currently lives in Montreal, but she maintains her language of Niktaduk. Our language connects us to our cultures and to our families, some of whom don't speak English because it was never the first language that they ever spoke in this country, and there was no need to learn it.
I hosted the only Inuktitut News Supper Hour program on television in all of Canada. It's called Igala, and I was a TV host there. So I read the news in Inuktitut for, and this was very special for me to do because I grew up with my grandmother and she didn't speak any English. She only spoke Inuktitut, and growing up, I would translate for her because Minnie was a seamstress and Resolute Bay was a stomping ground for many tourists and explorers trying to make it to the North Pole. Many would rely on my grandmother's stitches and her sewing to make their clothing that were lightweight and warm. Reading the news in Inuktitut always reminded me that there are Inuit still today that speak no English, mm-hmm. And depend on the likes of the public broadcaster, whether it be through radio, in my case, it was television, to get the news, to get the weather, to get the information about what's happening in our other communities. Right. It's still, internet is very slow. We don't have fiber optics, so it gets very frustrating trying to, you know, be online. And though there are many young people are very social media savvy, the older people not quite there yet. Though don't ever underestimate them is what I learned. They catch on very quickly. There's very cute Facebook requests from little grannies and grandpas.
It's so admirable how Madeline has such a strong family connection and has such an incredible personal strength to carry on. She lost a daughter early this year and is also caring for an adopted baby daughter who has not yet left the hospital since she was born in October of 2023. Our prayers are with you, Madeline. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. We'll be right back.
Today, you can do something powerful. You can listen. Join us in honoring the voices and experiences of Indigenous people throughout Canada. Today is a day to listen. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
We'll be right back.